Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 2 of Colossians chapter 4. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open up to us a door for the word, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I have also been imprisoned, that I may make it clear in the way that I ought to proclaim it. Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity. Your speech must always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person.
At the end of his letter to the Colossians, the Apostle Paul highlighted some essentials of the Christian life: devotion to prayer, an attitude of gratefulness, and wise dealings with unbelievers. And a believer's word should always be a reflection of the Savior. Paul understood the power of gracious words. They're not only pleasing to God, but also beneficial to those who hear. In contrast, James describes the damage an uncontrolled tongue can cause. He likened it to sparks that set a forest on fire, or a restless evil that can poison. Sadly, we see this truth displayed in social media, workplaces, families, and even churches. If you're a believer, what portrait of Christ do your words paint for others? Is your conversation seasoned with grace, or do you speak thoughtlessly, harshly, or rashly? Are you quick to criticize and judge others, or do you respond with compassion for those trapped in sin? As representatives of Jesus, those of us who are Christians must learn to speak words of grace. We do this by cultivating humility, courtesy, and kindness toward those without Christ, while at the same time offering them the gospel, which, if they'll receive it, sets them free from sin and hell.